Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
House lawmakers on Thursday advanced a version of the budget that would, if passed, include an approximate $3,900 permanent fund dividend for qualifying Alaskans as part of a massive budget deficit. The proposed dividend follows the statutory formula created in the 1980s, though that formula was last used as part of a payout about a decade ago. Lawmakers have determined the final PFD amount since 2016, and an Alaska Supreme Court case that was decided in 2017 solidified the legislature's ability to do so. During an hours-long meeting Thursday, the House Finance Committee passed House Bills 53 and 55, both of which are focused on state spending. Though lawmakers genuinely sought to cut spending, the PFD was a major point for contention, with committee members sparring over an amendment that would have brought the PFD down to $1,000 from the $3,892 proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy in his version of the budget.
The PFD is very important in my district. The capita per income in Alaska is $41,000. In my district, it's a $21,000 yearly or less. I just traveled out there to the Jemai Festival and had the opportunity to go to a couple villages, and we got lost, and I asked for directions, and I walked in to a family, a mother who was heating her home with her oven range because she couldn't afford stove oil. This will keep 40% of my constituents out of poverty.
That was Representative Nellie Jimmy, who voted against an amendment to lower PFD payments and added that a regular income in her district is about $20,000 under the state's average. Representative Calvin Schrage of Anchorage, who is co-chair of the committee and voted in favor of lowering the PFD payout this year, emphasized the importance of balancing the budget.
We have to make this balance with the revenues that we have. We also have a law in the Constitution that says we need to be able to pass a budget that is actually funded. And the reality is we cannot do all of these things and still have the budget balance.
The bill, as amended, advanced to the Rules Committee in a 6-5 vote. The Kenaitse Indian Tribe and the school's Academic Policy Committee is moving forward with conducting an enrollment lottery for Toothland Charter School. They're a public charter school and part of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Kenaitse Education Director Kyle McFall.
It is open to any student in the area who is going to be entering grade kindergarten through third grade next year.
The Naina language, culture, and traditional values will be integrated into the curriculum. A completed pre-enrollment form is required for a child to be eligible for the Toothland Charter School Enrollment Lottery.
Basically, that pre-enrollment that gives us the opportunity to allow parents to start enrolling their students so that we can get an idea of what the number is to determine if a lottery is needed or anything like that. That's the process we're in now.
The forms must be completed by April 23rd. To access the form or for questions about Toothland Charter School or the enrollment process, visit this story at radiokenai.com. A 17-year-old student was arrested on Monday following an investigation regarding suspected drug distribution at Matsu Career Tech High School. According to Alaska State Troopers, packaged marijuana and a handgun with an alternated serial number were found inside the student's vehicle in the school parking lot. This comes after the district said it received a tip about items inside the vehicle at the school parking lot. That student is now facing charges of misconduct involving a weapon and misconduct involving a controlled substance. In a letter to the CTHS family's school principal, Jason Ross, noted that there was no threat of violence toward other students or the school during the investigation. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.